Us, us, us.
Sa, sa, sa.
Us, 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 the boys.
Well, they're back. Well, they're back. That's the thing. The thing that happens is sometimes the boys will go away for a bit.
Mm.
But then they'll get back in town.
Mm.
And that almost makes it better.
Yeah.
If you have a week away from the town. And everyone's like, where's the boys?
Well, you can't
and then you
be
go,
back in town without ever leaving
if
town.
If you live in town, you're not a boy, you're homeless.
Yeah.
Mm. You're homeless. Welcome to Feedem, bro.
Welcome to Feedem, bro.
We have an absolutely fucking red hot pre-comedy festival episode for you fuckers this week. As always, it's me, Zach, with my main man, Huey. And today we have one of our favorite guests, one of our best mates, the great, the wonderful Nick Kappa.
Thanks, boys. Thank you. Look, how many scuffs do you guys like predict this fest?
Scuffs?
Yeah, fights.
There's going to be a few.
Yeah.
You know, there's only so many shows and so many venues. These fucking little arts kids are going to be scratching each other's eyes out.
Yeah, I reckon so, man. I'm predicting me and Gerard McGowan at Cooper's.
Yeah.
Fucking just going at it.
Well, it doesn't take too many for Jerry to get his fucking hackles up, mate.
Yeah, I reckon so. I reckon Tommy Little and Kenny Flanagan.
Yeah.
I reckon they'll get into a good spot.
That one's been brewing for a few years.
Yeah, I think it should be Kitty vs. Cow. Yeah.
Kitty vs. Cow.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good scrap.
Yeah. I mean, you've just led us into a really, really good first topic, I think, Kappa.
Yeah.
Let's try and match up.
Match up.
Match up comedians. Scraps.
Yeah.
Pete Hellier versus Dave O'Neill.
Oh, that's good. Two big boys going at it.
I was thinking, I was like, do I do Battle of Dave's? And it's like, no, you've got to do weight class.
weight class.
Yeah.
I reckon, Tommy Little versus Thorno?
Yeah.
That's a good matchup.
That's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
I reckon Thorno's got some darkness behind those eyes.
He's got a reach. He's quite limmy.
Yeah. He's quite limmy.
Yeah, Tommy, he's a bit more built, isn't he? He hits the weight room a bit more than Thorno.
Yeah.
Thorno's a family man.
Yeah, that's true. He's fighting for something more, so that might be an advantage.
Oh, true. Well, if you're making a movie, the family man wins.
Now, I'm trying to think of another little fellow that Rove can take on.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a good little fellow comedian?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Charlie Pickering or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a little fellow? I don't think I've met him.
Yeah.
He has a little fellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember him being that short, actually.
And Rove's not tiny. He's not like a tiny little fellow.
No.
All right. Yeah, let's match him up.
Yeah, let's match him up.
That fight would be awesome sauce.
Yeah.
God bless him, but Rove calling his show Awesome Sauce this year. It cannot be done. That's like my show next year is going to be Epic Bacon.
Epic Bacon.
Yes. It's time to bring all that stuff back.
Yeah, 11 years late.
Yeah.
Awesome Sauce. That is sick.
Yeah.
Love the man.
Yeah.
I never met him. It seems like everyone else has met him besides me.
I've only met him once recently in Perth. It would be a true highlight
of my career.
Yeah, it would be good.
I want to put him on my shoulders.
Yeah.
He's one of those fellas.
You know, walk around in the pit on your shoulders.
He'll do that at the festival club.
Fucking everyone else is having a boogie.
You get him up on your shoulders, and we get the other little fella he's going to fight in this battle royale, but he's up on my shoulders. You know, like in a pool when you're kids, you get them and they get on the shoulders and wrestle. That's a great idea with adult male comedians that are 20 years our senior. I'd just like to go back to the Awesome Sauce thing. That was such an awesome time. Do you remember, like, there was a big one, in the world of Facebook when it was, like, you'd big events that would go viral, like Kiss a Redhead Day or whatever?
There was that big one that was pretty sure it was Kick a Ranger Day.
Yeah, Kick a Ranger, yeah. and then they were like, stop redhead hate.
Getting thousands of Joshes to meet up in a park.
I remember one that was like National Steak and Blowjob Day.
Well, that was recently. Yeah,
was it recently? You're still.
Yeah, yeah, man. I gave so many fucking blowjobs that day. Yeah. Didn't get. I only got one steak in return.
Because obviously aimed at, like, you know, fucking straight males, right? Yeah. But however, it'd be just cool if so many gay guys got into it. Like, yeah, we're sucking each other off.
And yeah, it turned it into an actual thing. Yeah. Fucking pride march.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, fuck yeah. And they're like, no, this is not the way we wanted it to go. Yeah. We want hot chicks with big tits sucking off. They're like, no, we're fucking sucking each other off. We're eating tofu steaks. Yeah. And they're like, fuck, yeah. No.
Really annoying those old brisket sort of smoking guys. It's like, we're sucking each other off and we're burning our steaks to shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we're eating well done. Well done sizzle steak. Yes, fucking hard rinds of meat.
Yeah, I got a steak on Uber Eats and I sucked this bloke off. Like, no, fucking don't.
You're doing it wrong.
They're doing it wrong. You're meant to have titties.
Yeah.
Titties.
Yeah. Titties are so epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, steak and blowjob day is, in fact, epic.
It's epic, yeah.
Yeah.
M'lady, that was epic. What you did for me there?
Yeah, yeah, epic. Mm. Oh man.
Yeah, awesome sauce is very like Dan Bilzerian era.
Yeah,
yeah.
What happened to Dan?
I always wanted to check. Cody's the nicest guy ever, Nick Cody. But I always wanted to, like, if he ever tried to take me down one day, just go, I remember you did the hashtag poor man's Dan Bilzerian. Like, I always keep that feather in my cap.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's such a good bloke. He'd never rip on you, you know what I mean? He's like, shut up, Cody. You had the hashtag poor. And I'm sure that I'd have even worse ones. Yeah, but when he was poor man's Dan Bilzerian, I was like, hell yes.
Yeah. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility to see Cody do a hashtag for this festival being like, hashtag chubby Andrew Tate. It's like, Cody, no. Yeah. He's chubby a sex Tate. Trafficker. He's a boss, man. What?
Free top G.
Yeah, free the top G.
What happened? Whatever happened to Dan Bilzerian? Did that? Is he?
It gets sad at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah, but he never got locked up or those. No,
he's just
You would think that like a guy like that for sure would have been.
Who was Who was the Aussie guy that was like on the Gold Coast?
Oh man, that guy. They had a party recently.
The Candyman.
The Candyman. That's it.
The Candyman.
Fuck, I love the Candyman.
The Candyman.
He fucking rules, man.
Oh man.
Just a big fucking leather bag of a man. Hey.
Oh man.
Awesome.
That's all right. That's the now the goal of this episode of the pod is we all push to get to the Candy Mansion like it's like what? The Candy Mansion is a vintage heyday Playboy mansion.
Yeah.
Like we're like he's Hugh
from the Candy Mansion.
Yeah. We like treat Candyman like he's
Hell
Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
Man, all the stars are there.
I went on a real fucking deep dive. Like I was listening to this motocross podcast, whatever, and it had this guy, this interview with, cool. You know, they're all Gold Coast. I don't know, people on the Gold Coast, they all seem to have 800 times the followers I know anyone in comedy.
Yeah.
You know, like, they just fucking work hard, they hustle or whatever.
It's a very socialite city.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's got this motocross guy podcast, and he's interviewing this dude who's, like, some kind of entrepreneur. And then you find out he just makes fucking fuck videos, like OnlyFans, and he's kind of linked to the Candyman.
Oh, what was the guy's name? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember.
Because there's a guy called, I think his name's Kyron something.
Oh, right.
And he was a boxer. And then he was like, then he tried to make a reality show on OnlyFans, similar to like a, to what, who was it? Blueface did, the rapper, or something like the Candy Mansion.
Yeah.
But now I think he just fucks his girlfriend on there. And
oh
no,
man!
Like, no bigger thing. He's
back,
just gone stock.
Back to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Back to the humble roots.
Yeah. Oh man! Fucking all these chicks in a big mansion. There's too many fucking moving parts. Yeah. What you got to do is you just got to fuck one. Have one camera.
I saw this thing. Just you know, this is all through. There's a great black Twitter guy called Korn. Worth a follow, but I saw a post he did, and it's like some Ghana, like you know, Ghana in Africa. It's like this beautiful Ghanaian actress, and she's like, did a big public statement like, I've never had an orgasm from a male or whatever. And there's like Garnon porn star called like the Black King, or you know, he's like cut as. Yeah. Like they're both, their pictures are in. It's like he's laid down the challenge and he's gonna attempt to make her calm or whatever. But it's being filmed, it's going like on air, like, and it's like 1v1. Gorn's damn, doing 1v1, it's crazy. It's like pay-per-view on OnlyFans or something.
Fuck, like, that's awesome. Yeah.
Man, that's...
Can he do it?
Can he do it? It fucking made me laugh.
Man, that's so cool. It's so good. I so want to see that video.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I wonder if I'd start getting horny.
Getting the fellas around for the big fight.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, she's close.
Yeah.
She's close. Oh, he put too
he
much
busts
energy.
In the second. I'm putting my bet in.
Yeah.
It's a big trap. It's a big trap when you're a male. You're like, oh yeah, they're liking this. They're liking that. And then you like start just, you know, fucking just upping the rhythm a bit, you know, applying sure. a bit more pressure. And they're like, no, not that. You know what I mean? Like it's a trap.
It's
you know?
A it's a fine line.
It's
mate.
A fine well, line. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is she wanting to win and not like because like.
Yeah, what's the challenge?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I hope he does it, you know.
Also,
yeah.
like, because there's some awesome, stuff that yeah. males just can't, they're like, oh, the faster I fucking pound, the wilder it gets, you know what I mean? Like, I think people watch too many pornos.
Yeah,
or something.
But I think this guy, this guy sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the industry. Yeah.
He's in the game.
But when you're in the game, do you really want to make him come, or do you, you're trying to put on a good
well,
show?
Well, I think if he's a true professional, he knows how, he knows how the difference. He knows how to make it performative, but then he'll also know how to make it sensual.
It's, I mean, it all reminded me very much of...
when you said sensual, that was fucking funny. Performative, but sensual.
Yeah.
Man, look who's back on the prowl. Look at this newly single man. Yeah, he's dropping sensual into a fucking bloke's podcast.
This is great.
This is so
good. Yeah, I've been using that one a little bit lately.
Sensual.
Yeah, yeah we haven't mentioned that.
How sensual I've gotten.
No things so would be good. Stark if Zach's like, trying to ask if any ladies that listen to this bought a single. Oh boy. sensual, all that stuff. It reminded me, I had flashbacks to like, did you boys ever watch the show Gigolos?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck.
I,
so
I watched
good.
It
Brace.
Recently actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize, well, it, like you wouldn't think it until you watch the first episode, that they actually show like full on fuck scenes.
It's pretty wild.
That's
stuff.
Awesome. I wasn't expecting
it's crazy.
That.
It's an insane
bony
scene.
Ass pumping up and down.
Oh, man.
And it's just like, I'm a teacher and I just don't have time to. It's like, you're not a teacher.
Yeah.
A teacher wouldn't be. It's like, you're a paid sex worker fucking Brace for money on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love Brace.
Brace is a Brace. That's the Brace philosophy.
Is he the rapper guy?
No, he's the one that's old. You know, the old blonde guy. Yeah.
Oh, man,
rules.
That guy rules. The rapper guy,
the veteran.
When he bangs a chick in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking rules.
Oh, it's so good.
To get those sex sounds.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's like, you're not nailing the sex noise. And then he's like, we're going to have to get it in the studio. I got to do this right. So he's fucking it or get a realistic. To get a realistic.
It's so good.
It's fucking
that's
unbelievable
fucking genius,
television.
He's like, only make music for me. You know, I gotta make it real. Yeah,
yeah no shit.
Yeah,
this is
no
awful.
One else likes it.
Yeah. Fuck, that's so good, man.
Oh, man.
I got into one years and years ago when I was a horny single man called Playboy Foursome.
Oh, great.
And they put like two couples in a house.
Uh-huh.
And then they would just have full on banging scenes.
Yeah.
It was wild shit.
What was the object of the...
Yeah, just to get them to hook up.
Yeah.
So get them to play all these games, like they'd eat food off each other or whatever. And
yeah.
You know, all that stuff that is just so awkward when you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're a dude, you just got bits hanging out and,
you know,
just like a weird ass and shit and, you know.
Yeah.
But there's probably, like, most of it's probably staged. But then some, you can tell aren't staged because nothing happens. Like, sometimes they're...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a girl and she's like, well, I'm not into this, you know, like, and then, so what they'll do is they'll be like, yeah, the girl, she was definitely not into me. Then they got us down to this lounge room, and there were two girls waiting for us. So they're like, they must have just had two prostitutes on standby. They're like, all right, boys, let's send these ones in, you know.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
I wonder what the rate is to have a sex worker on call. Just in case.
Well, it's more than you'd think, trust me.
Man, it's so funny. There's one guy with a huge dong on one, and he's like killing it. And he smashes it with both girls.
Yeah.
And the other one of the girls interested in the other guy, but he's just a bit of a nerd, and then he takes his time, and then he's ready to go, and she's like, oh, fuck, sorry, I can't. I'm too sore from the other dude. Oh, no. And then he's got to wait till the next day.
Oh, my God. This show sounds fucking rotten.
Oh, man, it's fucking
rotten. What was the show on? Is this like a porn show, or is it?
Yeah, it must have been a porn show. It was on like Playboy TV or something, but you can get all the ripped ones.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, it was back in the day of torrents.
Yeah,
explaining to your mum.
Yeah.
The Linkin Park. You got the Linkin Park virus from LimeWire from downloading whatever this fucking show is.
Yeah, Playboy Foursome.
It's not porn, mum.
Yeah.
It's not porn.
Foursome, it's like wrestling or some shit, you know? Yeah. Man, it's a cracker of a show. It had some good comedy moments in there.
They always do.
It had some of the best shit I'd ever seen.
Well, it's like race, like, everybody deserves love. And then, like, the most intense scene of him rooting a little person.
Yeah.
Just a whole episode with bitches. They're all rooting them.
I can never get it up in a porno or anything when, like, and they do this on this show sometimes, is the dude will whack his dick on the girl's face. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, like, give him a blowy and he just hits it on the face a few times. I'm like, who does that? Who has ever done that in a sexual scenario?
Yeah.
Just whack their dick on the girl's
really
face.
Brings that move out.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Looks good on film.
What?
Yeah, it's an awesome.
No, that's so they can sync up the audio.
The clap.
Who the hell does that? It's like hot dogging, you know? Like, the dick in between the tits. Must be the weirdest fucking thing ever. Like, embarrassing for both parties.
Yeah,
you know?
It's all good stuff.
So if you're listening and you have done either one of those things,
yeah,
the slap on the face or the hot dogging, let us know so we can get a read on who's actually doing this.
It looks like a slice of heaven.
Yeah.
We've all had a go. You know, it does look like the best couple of things you could ever do.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, eating a Magnum and a Maxi Bond, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
When you're doing it, you go, nah, it's no good.
Yeah. You oof. Know? Yeah.
Or a beer and a Maxi Bond, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Nah, no way.
Yeah, on paper it all sounds great, but in reality.
Yeah.
Photo of a bloke with a beer and a Maxi Bond, you're like, fucking hell, he's living the life. He's getting all the comments.
He's living it up.
Really easy in a world of pain.
He's one at a time. He's no good. What was it? Oh, yeah, speaking of, you know, talk to us, message in. Big shout out to the bloke that sent Luca while he was on Triple J.
Yeah.
This bloke was flooding the Triple J text line.
Oh, yeah, Luca was hosting yesterday afternoon.
It was awesome. What did he say here? Sorry, give us one sec. This is important. This is so important
stuff.
On the Triple J text line, shout out the Feed'em Bra podcast. Us, us.
Oh.
And then I think Luca somehow slipped one in and he said, you're a fucking legend, Luca. Us, us. So thank you who sent that.
Yeah, big shout
and
out.
And feel free to just really spam that text line when Luca's on there with more of that sort of stuff.
Even when he's not.
Yeah, just let him
Conchetta's
know.
Conchetta's been on the show before. Tell her to shout us out.
And get very aggressive.
You guys are going worldwide now.
Yeah.
So after that Triple J shout out, what, the downloads go up or what?
No doubt. This app could get double figures even.
I did a luncheon the other day. I did this like corporate luncheon or some shit. And this guy came up to me after and he was, you know, you just tell some businessmen they're just really annoying. You know, he's just like, it's all accountants and shit.
Yeah.
And he's just like quoting Mr. Bean sketches and stuff. And fuck.
Anyway, fuck, that's pretty, I know. Pretty wild to quote a Mr. Bean sketch.
I know. And they came in a pack of three. Like, there was this girl, she was nice, and there was this other guy who was nice, but you could tell he had the whiniest voice I'd ever heard in my whole life. And they'd been to all of these luncheons. You know, they happen all around Australia or whatever. And they just came up to me like they wanted a network.
Yeah.
And once they found out I was the entertainment, they were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time this
place... Were you wearing this shirt?
Oh, Ministry Filth Pig? Yeah. No, I was actually wearing a nice button-up shirt and a jacket.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
I love that he came up the network and then realized you're a comedian. He's like, all right, then, Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I can still make this work.
And, I was like... he's like, oh, stick around after the show, you know? Come on, stick around. Let's have a drink. And I'm like... Nah, man, I got to go record a podcast. He's like, what numbers are we talking?
Fuck yeah.
Straight away. What numbers are we talking, man? Anyway, I was like, oh, I don't know. I said something. I don't keep track of it.
Yeah.
All I know is the revenue comes in and I just get on that mic and I fucking spit the truth. I get the fuck off that mic, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I took off my jacket and I threw it at him. Told him to hold it.
Well, these business guys, they'd see all these podcasts and they think that they should do one as well. Because, you know, every podcast clip you see is some fucking 20-year-old cunt being like, why do you not have 3 Lamborghinis at 25?
Yeah. If you don't have a Lamborghini by the age of 23, like, you're just doing it wrong, man. Yeah. Like, if you are not paying out of your passive income to have someone come and have sex with your girlfriend for you so you can day trade more often, then you are doing it wrong, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, it's simple time easy, management. Man. The guy, he's better at having sex than me anyway. She's happier, and I'm making more money providing for our family.
I sent Zach these guys. These are, I mean, you know, we just love... I think the best podcasters are like 23-year-old hot Australian guys. I think they're the best ones with immaculate hair, and obviously filming the pod is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I sent
this... Well, when you look like that.
Yeah. I sent this little clip. Someone shared it. It was like, favorite genre of podcast is hot men talking about literally nothing. And I thought this was very much in the mode of Feed and Bro. I'll just play it.
How do you think that you can show up more for yourself and for others as a man?
Great question.
It's a really hard question.
It's a good question, though.
I want to...
Just absolutely nothing going on. It's awesome.
Although I did say before we started recording that I do recognize a little technique that we use quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's a good question. Yeah, tough question. Good question. Now, that's very similar to us in between bits going... Yeah, that's good stuff, mate.
That was funny.
Isn't that good
That was
stuff?
A good one, mate. That was good, mate. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, Kappa, you got any gigs? Or?
How do you think you will both step up as men?
That's
this
what
comedy festival.
That is a great question. Now, hard question though.
It is a hard question,
but a good question. Fuck, they are pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, Kappa, the way I think I'm going to stand up as a man is I'm going to find time for myself.
Yeah.
Because, and these are so good, often you'll see comedians share posts around this time that are things like, guys, don't forget to eat vegetables. And you're like, oh, thank fuck, thank God.
Yeah. I haven't had a fucking bit of broccoli in months.
Have a shower. And you're like, yeah. Fuck, I forgot that.
I'm going to speak candidly here and say, I fucking hate all those things because comedians don't work at all. None of us work.
People go,
I'm run down during the festival. Yeah. Well, you run down doing a normal day that most people do.
Yeah.
Well,
drinking all night.
Run down. Fucking hell. And I find myself, like, I was just talking to Jack DeRoos about it. I was like, you know, I feel a bit sick at the moment and stuff. I've had this kind of cold for like a week and a bit. And I was like, I don't want to say I'm run down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say it. Like, I've been doing heaps of work, like a lot of work, but it's no work compared to what other people do.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 2 or 3 gigs a night or whatever and some fucking, you know, other stuff. But like, none of it's like I got up at 10 for all of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
And most of those things, I had a beer in my hand.
Yeah.
At least each hour, you know, like...
Yeah, festival month, I sleep more during festival than I do the fucking rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, you get to have time off whippersnipper.
Yeah. I fucking sleep all day, mate. Although this year I will be I will be on the whippersnipper a few days a week still, just to keep my fucking head above water.
Man, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm working at my factory job.
Yeah.
I'm just going out there and doing it during the festival, because I think you kid yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I need this dude to fucking prepare or whatever. You're like, nah, you got...
Yeah.
I finish at 4. I still got enough time to get into it, you know? Like,
Yeah,
anyway. I'm just wondering when all the screws come loose, because usually the screws come loose. Probably like... third weekend.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, oh, look, I did have a good show tonight. Maybe I'll have one little brewski or whatever. And then the fucking crew are there. You know, you got a couple of interstate peeps there. Like, oh, man, how's it going?
That's the danger. They're the devils, fucking interstate comedians. Yeah. You see, when you see like all your mates and then there's a spattering of cunts you haven't seen for a few months.
It's Tuesday night.
They'll
glue
you to your chair. Mm.
Cashman's got his little button undone and his stubble and he's ready to go.
You wouldn't believe it. Duggan's keen for a beer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't write about
something.
I
would not believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, if Duggan's having a beer, I'd have one.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so good to see all the guys. Hey, baby, I'll be home in half an hour. And then 4 hours later, just, what are you doing? I wonder when the screws will come off. But I do like those posts. Hey, look after yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're okay. Make sure that you, even though you're doing half the work that anyone else ever does.
Yeah. I mean, I think we joke about it every year on this pod, but. When you see the first sincere, like the Jester Bell tolls, you know, the Jester Bells, they're the best shit ever.
Oh, man.
The month where the inmates are running the asylum. Yes. Yeah. The takeover of the crazy comedy festival.
Man.
That descends upon the wonderful city. Every normal person in Melbourne's like, the last day of festival, like, oh, was comedy festival on?
Oh, was that on?
Yeah.
Oh, was that on? Oh, should have gone to see Hughesy.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. I'm getting ready for a big month. Yeah. You know, getting ready for a big month. I've got all my meals prepped and everything. Don't eat one of them.
Nah.
You're just eating pizza from a fucking kebab place at 4 in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I'm trying to keep on track this year, guys. Trying to keep on track. You know, just working the job and working at night. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard, though.
Yeah, straight business for you this festival.
Straight
weekend.
Business, man.
Yep.
It used to be all business, about the partying, man. And the show was just like, oh, yeah, what, I got 12 people tonight. Who cares?
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. Well, I'll go to the club afterwards. Who cares, you know?
Well, that's not completely dead for everyone, mate.
Yeah.
Look at my tickets again. I'm like, well, yeah. I had big plans. Yeah. But it's good to have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Well, while we're on the subject, if you are listening and you haven't purchased a ticket to one of our shows yet, get on there quick.
They are filling up.
Because it'll be too late, maybe at some point.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I got COVID.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I thought that was going.
I think it is. I think it is coming back. I've noticed a little resurgence. Few comics.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Asking for gigs. They're like,
well, I mean, if it's gonna, it's fucking gonna rip through.
Get it now, I guess.
Yeah, I'm planning to get it again.
Yeah. Look, penciling it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should, man.
No, I haven't had it yet, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I tested negative this time as well. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is. Yeah, I was in Adelaide and everyone thought I was crazy because I'm like, I drove in my mate's dad's car. He had a couple of dogs and the air conditioning was on really cold. No, like, mate, you've got COVID. And I'm like, it's a fucking allergy thing. And I think it has.
So the aircon.
Brought it on a destroyer.
Did you not figure out how to turn the aircon down? Or was your dad, was he driving?
No, he was in there. I was driving. Yeah. I was driving all the boys to fucking, you know, drink piss. Now we're going to see some blues band.
Was there dogs in the car?
No, there was like the dog mats.
Oh, right.
Like the mats.
Oh, yeah.
You know when your parents get over fucking 60, there's like all kinds of shit for the dog in the car. There's
they've
like
got
beds,
coverings
pillows.
For everything.
Man, yeah, coverings. You know, they've got all the gadgets. You know, your dad's like, oh, look at this. I made this out of an old tarp.
Yeah.
And I got these straps off an old box that someone sent me on eBay, and I made up a dog fucking cover, you know.
Yeah, Dad's like that with the chickens. Dad's riding into these chickens he's got now.
Fuck. Oh, really?
Chickens live in a mansion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. Fucking oath.
What's he got? Bantams? Polish frizzles? What are we talking about?
Bantams. He got them off my sister. So my sister couldn't look after him anymore. So now he's got four chickens. And the classic, you know, like the go-to way to go viral on TikTok and Instagram where it's like, dad that didn't want this pet loves this pet.
Yeah,
and
it touched him like sucking it off.
It is pretty funny. The chickens just follow him around everywhere. They love it. Oh, we got another good DM from Dave here. It says, thanks for the entertainment, boys. I was re-listening to some old episodes at the gym last night. The timing of the us us intro was perfect, with two young blokes throwing wild hands at the heavy bag. I started pissing myself laughing, not realizing how loud I was because of the noise-canceling headphones in.
Yeah, they'll get you.
I thought no one noticed me laughing, put my head down and kept on training. When I felt a tap on my shoulder and I was getting told off by a PT who told me if I did it again, I'd get banned for a week. I apologized sheepishly instead of trying to explain that two battlers from the internet start a podcast with us us.
Yeah.
So that is good stuff.
Oh, man.
Who's this fucking PT?
Yeah, what
having a go for laugh in the gym?
Well, I think the PT must have been like, you can't laugh at these young kids trying it.
Yeah.
You know, like he's watching these kids that don't know how to box and he's like, ah! Probably a mean look.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Little did he know he's listening to some of the funniest stuff in the world.
Yeah. Give the headphone to a fucking PT, mate.
Yeah, I do catch myself every now and then laughing out loud to a podcast on public transport. You're like, okay.
Yeah. It's so funny, man. It'd be like a scene in a movie if the PT's like, hey, mate, you fucking don't laugh in the fucking gym, mate.
Yeah.
And then the guy just pulls him out of his ears and just puts it straight in the PT's ears and his eyes go wide. He's like, whoa!
Yeah, pupils dilate.
Yeah, whoa, dude.
He's rolling laughing. On the floor laughing.
The kids on the punching bag are like, come on, mate. What are you guys laughing at? They come over to start a fight and then they just flick the earphones into both of their ears and then they're like, whoa!
And they're like, fuck this, let's get this on the gym speaker.
Yeah.
And then the gym doesn't have enough weights.
Yeah, you guys are pepping them up. All the PBs are getting smashed.
Yeah. This fucking bench press is going through the roof.
From out on the street, you start hearing, oos, 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 oos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It is good when you occasionally get an Uber. I had a guy that was listening to Rogan in an Uber the other day.
Sick.
It was fucking great stuff.
Nice.
Man.
Yeah.
Who was the guest?
Oh, it was what's that? He's like a funny LA comedian. The one that Duncan Trussell.
Oh, right.
Yep.
But I had a great Uber actually. I'll tell this before I forget it. So
I love Huey's Uber.
I got this fucking funny little fella. So I get out the front, and I go to get in, and the door, and the side of the door car has been completely swiped. It's got no door handle. Yeah. And he leans out and opens it from the inside. He goes, "There you go, mate." And he's like the funniest little weird little fella. And he's wearing this Croatia, these Croatian football shirts or whatever with all the spots. He's like, awesome. He's got a little diamante, he's a little fella. And he's like, "Yeah, no, it's always a busy day, mate." And I'm like, yeah, sick, he goes. And I'm like, because another guy was getting an Uber. He goes, yeah, that guy thought I was his Uber, but he's in that one. He goes, ew, a bit thash, his Uber. I'm like, yeah, it's got a door handle and everything. He's like, he didn't even laugh. He's like, yeah, no, it's quite, I got swiped in Geelong, because that's where I'm from. I'm from the Geelong, mate. And I'm like, fuck, here we go. And he's like, and he just keeps going. And then he's like, yeah, because the app's telling me to do, they love telling you about the app. Not knowing the way, he goes.
Ins and outs of Uber.
Oh my god!
Love to hear about the other side.
And then he goes, and he's like, and then mate, because I got a drive the other day, and it took me this way. I ended up getting $20 refund, mate, because that's what it's about with me, customer service.
Yeah.
Because he'll remember that. I'm like, yeah. In my head, I'm like, he's never gonna get you again as a fucking Uber driver, mate. Should have just taken his fucking money or whatever.
Yeah.
But the whole time he's sucking this huge 3-liter bottle. And it's an Aldi version of Fanta, and it's called Sunlift, and he just keeps going. he's telling this story.
And did he have the orange lips?
Pretty much. And he's got this little diamond earring, and then he's like, "I'm going to the Cooper's Inn." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." He goes, "Oh yeah, it's been a bit of time there, mate. Bit of fun." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And then he's driving, and he starts squirming in his seat. I'm like,
"Never a good sign."
Oh, then he goes, "That is never a good sign."
And he's like, "Oh. Do they have bathrooms in there, mate?" I'm like, "Yeah, they got bathrooms." He goes, "Yeah, I'm sort of busting for a piss." I'm like, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "I've been drinking a lot of water and soft drink. And then he pulls up the front of the pub. He just opens the door and sprints past me into the pub like, oh, where's your bathroom, mate? Fuck, it was killing me. Fuck, God, just awesome. So good. It's like, yeah, I wonder why, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking suck back this fucking soft drink while
I'm
talking.
2 liters
of off-brand minutes.
Oh,
my
man,
God.
That is so
it
awesome.
It was so good.
Like, the car door smashed everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking sick.
It's always, yeah.
I just love a triple combo.
Yeah.
And a Diamante Earring, you're like, he's trying in life.
Yeah.
He's trying in all the wrong ways.
Yeah.
He's trying to do Uber or everything.
He hasn't given up.
The Diamante is so beautiful.
It's so good because he's like, I'm like, oh, do you drive Uber in Geelong? He's like, no, just get in the car, get straight to the city, then I start. I'm like, fuck, I reckon wouldn't you make more money in Geelong? Like,
yeah.
It's just so good. Because, some nights you end up, you're out in a, broad... Like, you're out in, Dandenong Rangers, then you've got to go all the way back to Geelong.
I
don't know anything about the app, but I think there's a way you can program it to go back, like, only take drives back to your house.
Try and make your way back.
Good. Fuck, he was
so
killing
great,
me. He's
man.
Awesome.
The other day I got in one, and the dude had just done a ripper fart. Like, it was awful. Oh. Like, terrible.
That's such a fucking funny move if you're the
all
driver.
The way back from the airport.
Just before you get in, you see, look at the photo of you. It's like, oh, it's some big woolly cunt. This will be funny. You have a big fucking fart before you get in.
It's like Uber has really fucking crashed.
Yeah.
Like, it went from the limousine, bottles of water, mints and shit to like.
Yeah, cheap prices.
Just getting in a fart cloud.
Yeah.
You know? But I forgot to. I haven't told anybody this yet. I was walking back from a gig in Sydney the other night. There was a big downhill just near Chippendale there, near the Lord Gladstone. And it's got that big downhill road. And there was a guy who just came screaming past me on one of those e-bikes, one of those rental ones. He's screaming past me down the hill. And the way they go past you, it's kind of like there's an air of arrogance about it. Like, I'm not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Then this... RAV4 just comes right out in front of him, like pulls out of the garage, straight into the side of it.
Oh.
Like full bang, like full like...
Yeah.
And then it was like an honorable agreement. Like, I looked at the RAV4, there was no marks on it. RAV4 just takes off like normal.
Yeah.
Old mate gets back on the bike, takes off like normal.
Oh.
It was an absolute clanger.
Yeah.
And he must have crashed into the tire or something, but old mate in the RAV4, he hasn't done any wrong. But he must have thought he'd done wrong and just like, oh, fuck, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And he's taken off.
Yeah.
But it was so awesome, man. It was video.
Did they not speak or anything?
No, there was
they
no
just
speaking,
kept going.
Nothing. It was like a mutual agreement. I was fucking welcome to Sydney, the quick and the dead here.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I saw a hit and run the other day. I don't know if I spoke about it on the pod.
What?
Like just a car accident and then the guy took off. And then the other guy chased him.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the morning. It was like two cars. I was at the servo. Two cars were pulling in. And I heard the big bang. I didn't see it. And it was just like a little Corolla and like a Hilux or something. The Hilux, he was like a lawnmower. He had mowers and shit in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard him clang. They both kind of pulled in. And I didn't really think anything of it. I went in, paid for my fuel and came out. And then as I came out, the fucking ute, who was obviously in the wrong, like just sped through like the servo and took off. And then like too long after, like 15, 20 seconds after, like he never would have caught him. The fucking, the guy in the Corolla like cruised after him.
Oh, really, man?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he's got him full drive.
Yeah.
In the Hilux, he's parking under bridges and shit.
Yeah. The plates are flipping around.
Yeah.
Fuck, speaking of... hectic road shit. I saw this motorbike out the front of Comedy Republic the other day. So it's like chrome, it's like a Yamaha. It's like got that chameleon chrome look.
Oh yeah.
The iridescent chrome green. It looks so hotted up. And then this is the quote on the side of the bike that he's put on it. It goes, "Even if you fall on your face, you're still moving forward." It's like, cunt, If you fall on your face on this thing, are dead.
Yeah, you're not going to have a face.
There's no, if you know, once you fall off the horse, you get back up on this fucking thing. You slide along your face on this fucking bike, you're dead, man. What are you talking about?
Even if you fall on you're still moving forward. That's funny.
Yeah, that's inertia.
Yeah,
That's your spine snapping into 30 places.
Yeah, figuratively, you're moving forward. But in life. You're like, oh, look, I got to quit work now. My face is all fucked.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you have a stack recently? Or was it Brett who had a stack?
On a mountain bike.
Or a motorbike.
A motorbike. Yeah, Brett couldn't see how deep a ditch was, and he went into the ditch.
He had the video of that, hey?
Yeah, I've watched
the video, and it's like, cunt, of course you fucking come off. Like, he's cruising down the road. Obviously, he sees the track and pulls off, but like he doesn't slow down. He just pulls off the road and hits the ditch. It's like kind of, it's like a culvert. Of course, you're gonna come off in it that fast. I couldn't believe it, eh?
Very funny. Very funny. Yeah. Nah.
And you stacked a mountain bike.
Yeah, I stacked in New Zealand. Yeah, my shoulder's still a bit destroyed from it. Yeah, I was on this downhill mountain bike, like $8,000 worth or something like that.
Yeah,
it was fucking awesome. Just one of those ski lift ones.
Yeah,
and check it out on the Flat Stick Instagram. And I just fucking got my confidence up. I had one huge crash where I landed on my head, and I thought I'm fucked. Mm. Anyway, I was fine after that. I felt my head go fully sideways, like hit my shoulder, you know, and I was like, I'm fucked. And then I was like, you know what, Nick, you've hired this downhill mountain bike, you're here, you know, just keep going.
Yeah.
And I kept going, and I started to get my confidence up on this expert course.
Mm.
I was like,
when you say like ski lift, so are you basically mountain biking down ski slopes, but in summer?
Yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
They put these courses in, and you think like, oh, I'm going downhill. As I found out, it's hard work. It ruins you. You got to stop.
Yeah, like, I've always been scared of downhill mountain biking. I've never really got into it. It was fucking scary.
Oh, it's so cool, man. You just haul into it. But you just got to be careful on the jumps. I don't know, I'm 40 years old now. I got to be careful. Like,
I
can't jump. You can't pop it like you used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you'll land a lot harder.
Oh, man. There's just so much stuff. I nearly ruined our whole holiday. You know? I was ruined. But I cleared this gap, and I thought, well, you know what? I didn't figure out when you clear a big gap, you're going faster into the next jump.
Sure.
Because you just still got the momentum. Because you used to go to the side the other times.
Yeah.
So I jumped this jump, and I've jumped that one. I can jump this even bigger one. Whoa, huge, huge mistake. Just the back wheel hit it and just spun me up. And there's you can hear the sound of someone going, "You all right, bro?" Like, as soon as I fucking land, just. And then I went down to the medical person. They're like, I thought I'd broken my collarbone for sure. And they were like, no, you're fine. But they said, you were definitely the talk of the ski lift, the whole staff. Like, everyone saw it. Like, it fully cartwheeled in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And the bike was all good? You didn't have to pay?
No, I destroyed it. I destroyed the fucking seat, and the handlebars were all bent. And they're so chill in New Zealand. They're like,
you just fuck their shit up. They don't care.
That's fine. Like, this place... In Australia, it would have been advertised as Psycho Mountain Bike Park, enter at own risk, right? And there's just families going in there or groups of friends, and they're just like, yeah, we'll hire a mountain bike. Yeah, no problem, bro. And then you just watch them come back like war victims. Like, they just seen a fucking, like, veterans. Like, there's this girl, and, like, she was quite an attractive girl. She had like little jeans shorts on, those little denim shorts.
Love those.
She had little like glittery thongs.
The Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to be a prick, you know, but she was hiring one of the mountain bikes. She's like, is it okay? And the guy's like, yeah, bro, it's fine. And I was like, fuck, should I go? Like, I don't want to be a fucking cunt, but I'm like, listen, I ride mountain bikes and this is wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, nah, you're fine, Nick. Don't be a fucking dick. She probably knows her way around. Boy, was I wrong. I saw her come down with fucking bark coming off the mountain bikes in a fucking pretzel. And then these guys, this group of people laughed at me. They were like, oh, did you fuck yourself up, mate? And I said, yeah. And they go, yeah, we got some bikes now. And I was like, yeah, watch out. It's hard. And they kind of looked at me like,
yeah.
And then I watched them do two rides, then just park the bikes and just have beers and play cornhole for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
They get it.
That's a real like snow person mentality as well. I ski. I love to ski. Two runs and having hot chocolates and beers at the ski lodge for fucking 14 hours, which is also good.
Yeah. No, it was fucking, it was crazy. Yeah, so my shoulder still isn't the same. It's hard for me to do push-ups and shit, but it's getting better. I think I actually have to go see a physio because there's a visible lump there, you know.
Yeah.
The first time in my life I'll have to see a fucking physio, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys, will you let me on the next episode?
Physio.
I'm not soft.
Yeah, no, all right, one physio, one visit's allowed, mate.
You should, I reckon, when you're rubbing the shoulders, you're... like a real professional physio plays. It's only funny the one time I thought of it in my head. I could never do it. Just like a physio that keeps reminding you that, we don't do happy endings here. You're like, I know, I'm here for my shoulder. They're like, yeah, just to let you know. Yeah, no, we strictly like, you know, underpants.
Yeah, like after a knee reconstruction, they're in like rehab doing that thing in the massage.
So there's no extras here. You know, I'm like, what, like Medicare rebate? It's like, no extras. Like, we're gonna be all... Well, like acupuncture, it's like, yeah, we don't do that stuff here, mate. Okay.
Man, I went to Swan Hill. I was doing some work out there, and there was just two massage places had we do not do happy endings.
Mm.
Like, it's this fuck town out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So many blokes just come in from a hard day on the paddock or whatever. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, God, I'd love to get jerked off, right?
Yeah. Fuck, sounds like there's a gap in the market.
Yeah.
Should head out there, man. You'll get paid for it. So. Rather than working your way up in the ladder of the Melbourne comedy scene.
Get paid for my passion.
Mm.
Guys, I only prepared one thing coming to this podcast. I didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys have covered it on the podcast. How sick is it watching
porn?
We've
covered that.
It's so awesome watching porn.
Yeah.
It rules.
Yeah.
You know? It's good stuff.
I had my own hotel room in Sydney for two nights. God, it was a really pain in the walls.
Yeah. Few Spider-Mans.
But how sick is it that Addo Carr plays for the Doggies now? And he is getting smashed.
Yeah.
And he got smashed by Cherry Evans. That was the best. The shoulder barge, like a couple of weeks ago.
You
the
loved
best
it,
thing
man.
Ever. So fucking good. He is the worst prick ever. And I just love watching him getting toweled up. It is so awesome.
What do you got against Addo Carr?
Oh, he's just a bit of a like, hey, look at me. I'm a fucking cool guy. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
He's not scoring as many tries, I don't think.
No.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
I hope he revives the doggies. I do.
Well, they're playing right
now. Potential.
He's a great fucking player. He's a very good player.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Just good to see him get knocked down a peg.
Oh, mate.
Especially by your boys.
One of those guys that's a serial jumper and a hugger.
Yeah.
The try, you know, because he's just done it that many times with the Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just jumping up. Boys on their shoulders. Okay, I don't care. This is why we do this. All that kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Too much.
The jersey. Yeah. It's all exciting stuff.
To get him toweled up by a little man, Cherry Evans, was fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherry.
Oh.
They played well last night, Manly.
Man, I didn't get to see the game. They lost by 1 point and Freo lost by 1 point. It looks like I missed out on two fucking great games.
Mm. It was good. They should have won.
Oh, yeah. I heard there was a couple of bad ref calls.
Mm.
Oh, mate. Anyway, who cares? Yeah. And it sucks because I love watching Latrell. Just little tubby bloke. Just fucking getting them around him.
Yeah.
You know, full on grub.
He is the man.
Full on loves a hair pull. Loves a little, you know, loves a bit of dirty play.
Yeah, he loves to get fucking messy in there, mate.
But you don't see a specimen like that in any other sport.
No.
Just giving it to him.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
True rugby league player.
Yeah.
True rugby league stuff.
So beautiful. Yeah, but that's all everyone's doing this Dolphin City, you know. I've got mixed feelings about
Fins,
Broncos beating them on the weekend.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sick game, incredible. But, you know.
Big brother's got to beat little brother
for
the first game, at least, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you got to love the Queensland mentality towards sports, right? Because that's what I grew up with, you know, New South Wales, Queensland mentality. you know, fucking, like, you come to Melbourne and you can be the artsiest dude ever, but you still go watch AFL.
Yeah.
Like, you still, and you'll go watch your team lose, whatever. Like, Jay Morrissey, the man.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met him, I said, hey, mate, I'm kind of getting into this AFL thing. And he goes, yeah, I go, I have a pie with my dad, we watch him fucking lose, and we leave.
Yeah.
We have a great time, and that's it.
Yeah.
But I loved it when the Broncos, like 2 years ago, were doing, they just weren't scoring or winning games or whatever. And just like, everyone's like, well, the weather's good here, cunt.
Yeah.
We're just not going to come to any games. I'll fucking take my membership back.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, mate. They ping around. It's like when the Lions are up, suddenly everyone's at a Lions game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Reds are good. They'll go watch that.
They don't give a fuck.
I remember when I was in high school, Townsville was the biggest fucking fan of the NBL. In the country, like we had basketball fever because the Crocs were doing good and the Cowboys had never been good at that point.
Yeah,
so everyone was driving around with little Croc tails hanging out of their cars and shit.
It sounds like Crocs. That's right. Fucking great name.
What's the Cairns ones? They do
Cairns Taipans.
The Taipans.
They're still around too.
Yeah, Pete James. He's a big Taipans fan. He loves getting around the Taipans.
Great name. Yeah.
Cairns Taipans.
Nailed it.
Fuck yeah, yeah. Queensland is just like, yeah, fuck it.
What have you done for us lately, cunt?
Yeah. I'm not driving a Suncorp.
Yeah.
Fucking watch us lose. Like, I'll go to the beach or.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the fucking King's roof rack hanging out the
side. Oh, God, they love that.
I might use that once a year, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that is great marketing for the Dolphins to be sponsored by that brand, because, my God, they love it. Just the Dolphins. If you don't know, the Dolphins are sponsored by some brand called, like, Adventure Kings.
Yeah.
And the logo is so big on their jersey that you'd think their fucking team is called the Kings.
100%, you would,
Like, ridiculous. And, and it's just a fucking company that makes awnings and...
Perfect for
accessories.
Sunshine Coast, North Brisbane, mate.
It's
they
a match
love
made in
an
heaven.
Awning off the side of the cruiser.
God. Man,
popping the awning out in a car park. Any excuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, yeah. I wonder how many times they use those fucking awnings.
Oh.
I don't know.
It can't be enough
to have a fucking awning hanging off the side.
Yeah. I don't know, mate. A few trips up to Double Island Point.
Yeah, all that shit.
That's true.
Fucking awning will get a workout up there, mate.
Going off-road at Stratty Beach. They love that.
Yep.
I want to ride my motor around Stratty. There's a motorbike guy I follow and he rides it around. And it's like, looks pretty fucking, like, deserted still, right? Stratty.
Well, South Stratty's deserted.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing on there. North Stratty's, but there's a
bit of stuff.
Bit of stuff, but still
pretty.
I just love
in Queensland, and there's just a bunch of islands that you don't know about, like beautiful islands. Mm. Just like, nah, fuck going there, mate. Can't be bothered driving.
Fucking reason we don't get surf in Brisbane, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking islands in the way.
Yeah.
Remember if I grew up on Thornside and it was a surf beach? Fuck. My life would have been so much better. Worse, actually.
If there was no Great Barrier Reef, mate, I'd be a fucking pro surfer.
Fucking oath. Fucking reef. Fuck the reef.
Yeah, when those like crown of thorn starfish were like, they're saying, oh, they're going to destroy the reef. I was like, oh, yeah, sick. Get some surf at Tool Gear.
Trade in the balance rope for a fucking surfboard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fuck the mountains. I'm here. You know?
Zach would be like a stand up paddleboard guy.
Yeah.
They're cool guys.
They're very cool guys.
Yeah.
It seems like an old fella thing, especially doing it in the surf.
Yeah.
That's the old fellas love
the
that.
The old fellas, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will be one of them.
Yeah.
I will definitely.
Nothing like when I would be like 15 or whatever, trying to surf at Noosa or, you know, where it's so busy, and you get a wave, and then this fucking dad on a massive paddleboard is like slowly right in front of you. Like, cunt.
Yeah. The cunt's 30 feet long.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, mate. Fuck. My one wave, I'm going to get all air, I'm out of here.
I was going to ride that all the way in.
Get run over by a fucking dad on a paddleboard. Great.
There are some, like, especially with mountain biking and stuff, like, unless you're going, you know, downhill or whatever, there are so many depressing fucking dads you meet doing the same thing.
Oh, man.
Like,
any hobby you get into, there's going to be a faction of fucking just depressed old fellas that are bored with their families.
I'm thinking about doing BMX. That'll weed them out, you know?
It's like the BMX thing. It's like my first memory of, downhill mountain biking was we're at like a campground or whatever, like in Lake Yeppoon or whatever, and out in the sunny coast or whatever, and just this local kid, you know, that's just hanging out at the caravan park.
Yeah.
You know, good on him. And he's like, oh, you guys want to come bush bash? We're like, what? Yeah. Just a classic kid with just fucking, you know, shot up legs and knees.
Yeah, like coming sounds in. Like yeah. me as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hanging around the caravan
park. What's that? He's like, you just get your bike and just fucking charge down these hills, man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Straight into trees. We're like, we're good, dude. Sounds fun, though.
Bush
bash. Yeah, we get bush bash. Yeah. Man, just come bush bash.
He went and told his mates about this gay little city. Yeah, kids, yeah, so yeah. Come bush bashing with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so impressionable as a guy. I'm still am impressionable. Like, you could tell me something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of believe it. You sound...
Mm.
And I'd go to boarding school, and everyone talk about fucking paddock bashing. Yeah, fucking, you get my paddock basher, we jumped over another car on our paddock basher.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we fucking got it so sideways. And so I'm just fed all this bullshit about paddock bashing, right? And then my auntie gave us a Toyota Corolla station wagon, like 1976 model.
Yeah,
like
manual. Beautiful.
So cool. Like, and it would perfect just go sideways basher. So good. You know, it was amazing. And Dad let us have the slasher, and he's like, you can make a track. My brother and I made a track.
You did reverse doughies? Was it front-wheel drive?
No, it was back-wheel drive. Oh, well, so it was incredible.
Yeah, that's sick, yeah.
Yeah, and the handbrake was beautiful. And so we would get it. There was all these. There was this field of clover. You'd have dew on the clover.
Yeah.
So you could drive at 80 or 90 Ks and then just... Like pull it at a right angle, and this thing would just slide.
Like an ice rink.
Oh, man, it was amazing. Yeah, it was like it was on ice. Yeah.
That's sick.
So we cut this track and everything, and my brother and I, we'd do jumps, and then we'd go sideways and go through all these trees and stuff and try to time each other. And
yeah.
It was so fun.
It's the best shit. I had a Holden Camira station wagon. It was front-wheel drive, though, so it was like you could still handbrake you around the corners and just swing that big ass out. But for doughies, we had to do them in reverse.
Oh, yes, sick. Yeah. Yeah, and anyway, I bought a bunch of mates out cotton chipping once to earn some money. And I said, oh, you want to come bush bashing, you know? Because I just thought everyone did that.
Yeah.
And just these three blokes were screaming. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, man? Slow down. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck, what the... Like, my mate Michael Howard's just screaming like a... Like, he sound like a fucking woman was in the car. You know? Yeah. Like, like, this high-pitched scream. And then I was just the hero of the boarding school. They're like, I have never seen a bush bashing track like Cabbage. You know, like, I thought this is what all you guys did.
Yeah, but
really, it was just all bullshit.
All talking
and
shit.
I'd fallen for all of the bullshit. You know, it was very funny. Yeah. Just
that's great.
The wildest bush bashing track.
God, it is terrifying when you're in a car with someone that is a nutcase.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah.
The worst. I was like, when I worked at Liquorland, and this guy that was so obsessed with cars, he always had a new... And one moment he was like right into his Skyline.
Oh, yeah.
And my God, like he'd drive you, well, you know, just 10 minutes to my place or whatever. And it, you know, that fucking nightmare thing where it's like, it's just a suburban road, but they do the like full and like just right to the back of someone. I'm like, mate, it's like you know, 200 meters, like to the next red light. Like,
yeah,
just chill. Like, you gotta be like fucking giving it.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Fucking flattening it every single gear. Yeah.
Flatten it to go 150 meters before a fucking roundabout. Okay.
Yeah, I drive my partner's Golf, and it's like this GTI thing, and it flies.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fast. And I drive slow, you know.
I
ride motorbikes fast, but I drive slow. I don't know. I just like taking my time. I got my little podcast on.
Yeah.
Oh, especially in Melbourne.
My little coffee.
It's
like you're not gonna
to
get
go
fast anywhere. Like, just I'm gonna fucking drive this GTI into the back of a tram, baby.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You'd have a Lamborghini in Melbourne.
Oh.
You'd have to have it in like reverse or something. You'd have to be in neutral.
Yeah.
Like I can't even keep this Golf under 40. It's fucked.
Yeah.
And So but then sometimes I'll drive like frantically if I got to get somewhere. Or whatever. And a couple of times Goldstein's been with me. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Fun.
This is
a little car like that that's fast too is so fucking fun.
Because I always forget how fast it is. Yeah. So sometimes you're like, oh, I'm not going to make it. Like, oh, I've missed the exit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it around this car. And then you just pin it. And you're like, Oh, baby, I'm going to make it. I am going to make it. It's just so funny. Like, my partner's got no idea about cars. Like, no idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, why don't we try sports mode? She's like, what's sports mode? Just rips your arms off. She's like, never do that again.
Yeah.
It is awesome that she's got such a wadded up fucking rocket ship.
Yeah, it's fucking rules. And it was from her parents. Like, her parents sold it to her.
Yeah, right.
They just never know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking rocket. You just never thought you'd be in an era where you'd talk about your girlfriend's car in such a high esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you got a HSV, mate. Yeah, well, my girlfriend's stock GTI could, like, smoke it at the lights. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild. Oh, yeah, sick.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, boys, I reckon we've just fucking logged an episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, I think we've covered everything we need to cover in any podcast.
Yeah.
Comedy festival, Biff Offs.
Yep.
Rugby league.
Yep.
Best low grade porno reality shows to watch.
Mountain biking, motorbiking, bush bashing, paddock bashing,
golfs, fucking Uber drivers.
Uber drivers.
There's a caravan park reference.
Yes.
Yeah. You've
absolutely fucking nailed it. So you're doing a show, Nick Kappa?
Yeah, yeah. It's called Pedophile Madness.
One man's quest to stop the voice in his head.
It's a 50-minute show, and
and it's at the Cooper's Inn. Perfect.
I count down the top 20 pedophiles. It's a real, if you're a real pedo lover, this is good. I count them down. I tell you the best ones.
Yeah, if you're a real pedophile file.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that one. It's on at 3 a.m. at Cooper's Inn.
It's the only time where they're allowed to come watch. There's no children within 200
knock
meters.
On the door 3 times.
No.
I'm doing a show called Hold Me Closer, Tiny Cancer. If you want, that's my other show I'm doing.
That's your other.
Slightly more palatable.
Yeah. But the real passion project's the other one.
Pedophile Madness.
Yep. So, come and see that.
Yeah, go see Kappa's show and go see Huey's show as well.
Yes, and go see Zach's show.
Yep. Holding Court, and my show is called How to Be the Man. But all the details are on our respective Instagrams and social pages. Other than that, thank you all for listening. And until next week,
keep them up.